you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. Now, here's your host, the Lego investing ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com. Thanks, everyone, for joining the show today. In today's show, I really wanted to just dive in a little bit more on some ways to make a little extra money when you're purchasing your Lego, or, you know, if you also purchase other inventory as well, or even if you just want to go shopping and you know maybe make a little extra money on top of it. But really, I use some of the methods I'm going to teach you today just to for my business when I'm reselling Lego and trying to increase my portfolio. Anything I can do to just squeeze a little bit more profit out of it is where it's at. So today I'm just going to go over all those, just a few of the methods that I've had before, just a few of the little tips that I have. And I wanted to share with you guys a really special tip that I want. So it's really something that it is time sensitive to take advantage of this particular opportunity. But you can do it if you're listening to this after the time has passed. You can still join it, but you won't get as much of a benefit, if you wait. Before we get started, though, I really would love if you can just go out and please give us a positive review wherever channel you're listening to us on. That would really help us out. Also, you can check out our YouTube channel. If you can go to brickflips.com/YouTube, you can find it right there. We just crossed over 1,000 subscribers on that channel, on the YouTube channel, so we're really excited about it. And the only other spot that we kind of hang out more on is on Instagram as well. We just passed 3,000 followers on there. So we're pretty psyched about that. Let's get started right into the show. So today we're going to talk a little bit about just the best cashback opportunities that you can do to get, you know, a little bit more extra incentive, so to speak. There's a couple of different ways that you can take advantage of cashback. And for those of you that don't know what cashback is, cashback sites are, they're sites that you would go to and then you click on a particular link in that site and that brings you over to the retail. So for instance, let's say you want to purchase some stuff at Walmart and you go to this particular cashback site and they're offering you 5% cashback if you go through their link. And you click on their link and you go right into the walmart.com website. It's just like you normally would. You'd buy, make all your purchases, and then you would get a certain percentage of that back, like for instance 5%. So these sites, what the deal is with these sites is that they get a commission for referring you to their site, to the retailer's site, and they give you a portion of that, you know, in as far as cash back. So a lot of them will take some time. So once you actually click on the link and you purchase everything, it goes through a period where it goes through a pending period, and then they eventually will pay you. Sometimes it's 30 days, sometimes it could be 60, 90 days. But they all, you know, have a period where there's kind of in holding just to make sure that you're not going to return anything or something else happened. But there's that period of time where you don't actually get the cash, but eventually you do get it. And some of these can be very lucrative, especially if you're making some huge purchases during what I like to call my Lego buying periods, you know, such as Black Friday or some of these other deals that they have throughout the year. So it's really good to take advantage of this. I mean, I've actually bought a lot of my like gifts and stuff, you know, just random things using the cashback from these particular things. And, you know, some actually once one year, I think I paid for a lot of my trip when I went to Hawaii just on cash back. So it really does pay off. I mean, and especially if you're starting to crank things up, it really can add a little bit more profit to your numbers. So if you want to see some of the resources that I do have for the cash back, head over to brickflips.com/cashback, and that'll get you right over to the cashback resources page. And on there's quite a number of different sites that if you click on my link, I get a little affiliate commission from it, but it's some of them actually give you a bonus by using my link. Like you might sign up and you get $5 or $10 or something, you know, some other amount just by signing up through my particular link, you know, kind of sweeten the deal for you. And, you know, a lot of folks will ask me, you know, well, which one should you use? And, you know, there's really no right answer to that, because some of these sites will have different deals throughout the year. They'll have different cashback amounts. So there's another site that I usually go to that's also on my, the link is also on my page at the resources, called cashbackmonitor.com. And right there, if you go to that page, it actually has almost like a spreadsheet of the store that you want, like say Walmart or Target or whatever store that you're shopping at. And then it has all the sites listed on there, and it has the percentage of cash back that you can get from each particular site. So that way that you know which one has the best cash back. And a lot of folks, you know, they might just pick one or two different cash back sites. I mean, and that's fine for you. Myself, I sign up for all of them and I use all of them throughout the year. And I just get it. The sites that I have listed on here, I've actually gotten money back. I haven't had any issues with it. I'm sure that there's other sites on, you know, that you can also do cash back. But these are the ones that I particularly use that I've signed up for. And they've all come through as far as, you know, paying when I'm supposed to get paid. But make sure, one thing you want to make sure is the holding period or the pending period. Make sure that you are definitely keeping track of that. Also, make sure that when you do click on it, you can just make a note of it somewhere that you did do that, so that you can go back and check to make sure that it actually shows up there. The sites that I use are really good about that, but sometimes things happen because they place a cookie on your computer and they, you know, a tracking code and everything. So sometimes it doesn't go through correctly. So just make sure. And most of them are pretty good if you know, have, you know, evidence that you did it, but for some reason it go through, they'll actually reimburse you for that. Really, you know, with cashback, the cool thing about it is that you're not really paying any more for the product. So it's not like you're, you know, doing anything particular extra, but you're just kind of using their portal to get, you know, that extra cash back. A lot of credit cards too, they I'm not really going to dive too much into credit card pieces of it, but a lot of credit cards, they also have a portal where you can go through their particular card and, you know, to that particular store, and they might have monthly incentives to do that, and you just have to use your particular credit card to make all those purchases, and then you would actually get cash back for that. And usually I think that's, you know, in your statement with your credit cards. I personally don't do that, but I know some folks that do, and they do seem to make out pretty well with it. One of the programs that I wanted to really highlight, I've gotten into it the past couple years, and it really has to do with cryptocurrency. I know my show is based off of Lego investing, so I'm not really going to give you guys any advice on financial investing with crypto. So that's really something you need to do your own due diligence with. My personal finance is, I'm definitely getting involved in it. And one of the things that I like to do is take advantage of the different cryptocurrencies that are out there that might be just past the startup phase, and they're giving you really good incentives to kind of, you know, put your name in the hat, I guess, so to speak, or to lay down some stuff. And a lot of the ones that I've seen are, you know, most of them are fairly new, but this program that I just joined not too long ago is very good. It has a really huge wide base of you know, I guess, I don't know if you call them investors, but people that are investing in their particular currency or just using their thing. It's a really cool program that they're giving you $200 just to sign up, which is really crazy. I mean, I signed up for this when it was just $100 and I thought that was enough. And normally I think it's like $50, but they have these specials to try to get more users on their, you know, on their cryptocurrency. And they're giving basically $200 away just to sign up. And really the only thing you have to do is spend, I think, $30. Once you do that, you would get that incentive. So it's like all the other cashback sites. a lot of times when you sign up, they'll have some particular offer. They'll say, you sign up for us, you can get $30, but you have to spend like, you know, $50 or $100, through the shopping portal. This one is, this program is the exact same thing. It's just, but they pay you in crypto. Now, the cool thing about it is that, you know, if you know anything about cryptocurrency, you can convert it into cash. You can also convert it into, you could trade it for other cryptocurrencies, like if you wanted to convert it into Bitcoin or something or some other thing. But I think it's really cool because, you know, if you haven't got started with crypto and you want to try to dip your toes in the water, this is a cool way to do it. And I actually did a whole video, like training series on it. I think there's like four or five videos, maybe there's six, I'm not sure. But it shows you what it is. It shows you the program, shows you how to do it, basically how to maximize it. I show you in a way on how to actually get Lego with it and where you can get it from and reputable sources that you can buy the Lego from. And you get 50% back for it. So let's say you want to buy a set that's, you know, $200, and you would get $100 back in cryptocurrency value in that particular crypto. For some of the sets that I'm already going to buy that I'm just adding into my portfolio, I just went ahead and just bought a bunch of them, got the sets in, and, you know, my account was already credited with that. They are pending because it does go through a period of time, but, you know, I'm pretty confident that they'll go through them. You know, there's a lot of folks that have been doing this for, I think it's been around since 2018. But anyways, if you wanted to take a look at that, I mean, if you go to my cashback resource page at brickflips.com/cashback, you'll find it on there. There's the free training. You can go to the link and it'll take you right over to where the training is. And then it'll, you know, you can sign up for it on there using my link if you want. Also, you can just go to it directly if you just want to go to it, brickflips.com/crypto, and that'll get right over to the page. But really, it's you know, all these different cashback sites, I mean, they're really great. I mean, you still want to make sure that you're buying the best, you're getting the best deal with the Lego as far as the price and everything. But this is just an added cherry on top of it. So don't think of this. I personally don't think of this as adding this into my eventual inventory cost is. It does get, you know, accounted for, but it's not, I don't usually do it at the front end. But obviously, check with your own financial advisor on that, or your accountant, as far as how you want to handle that, as far as, you know, accounting for it. But you can just keep it really simple and just, you know, keep the price of that, and as long as you're accounting for it somewhere else. But really, it's cool just because you can get that extra amount, and that can help you buy some more Lego or some more things, or just to, you know, take advantage of those cash back. Because if you get that in, you can spend that on inventory at another store, and that could be counted as zero. So you can take that money, and then that inventory could be counted as a cost of zero in there for all those particular sets that you get, and you get some free sets. The other thing too that I wanted to mention, now this isn't really a cashback, but there's a site that you can go to. It's called raise.com, and what that site is that it's a discounted gift cards on there. So what they do is it's kind of like a market for gift cards, and you can get, you know, just regular gift cards to like Walmart or Target or Kohl's or Best Buy, or, you know, whatever, whoever's selling, you know, any of the retailers that might be selling Lego, you can get a percentage of it off. So let's say the, you know, gift card is $100, they might give you 3% off. So you're only paying, you know, $97. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but when you are, you know, spending like, you know, $20,000 and you can get 3% off, I mean, that, just do the math right there. I mean, that's saving you some pretty good money if you're able to do that in the long run for, you know, your inventory. That's a lot of money to save there. So it really does add up for it. And you can still, you know, use your cashback sites and use the gift card towards that, and it'll still count for the cashback as well. So you kind of double dipping on that as well. So really, these sites, I wanted to make you aware of this because of the crypto special that's going on right now. I believe it is going on to the end of January 2022. We are in 2022, right? So, you know, it's something that you want to sign up. If for some reason you're listening to this later on, they still have a bonus on there, so you can sign up and still take advantage of it. But it might be much lower than $200. It might go back to $50. I'm not sure. So I would definitely take advantage of that if you can. But really, these sites are not made to, you know, it's really there to help you out, to get you a little bit of extra money. And that's really what it's about, is trying to trying to squeeze a little bit more profit out of all your deals that you get for Lego. Well, that's all I really had for today. I wanted to kind of start off the new year of 2022. I'm really excited about it. I had some time off with my family later the last of the year. So I'm really rejuvenated. I'm ready to go. I am just excited about this year. And I'm really looking forward to helping you guys out and just giving you guys the best information I can give you when it comes to Lego investing. Well, hopefully that's helped you out. If you could, please give us a review on any of the platforms that you're on. We'd love to, just get some feedback as well. And check us out on all our social accounts as well. We're out there just kind of hanging out. And we'd love to hear from you. And I'll see you guys on the next show.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on BrickFlips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@BrickFlips.com. See you for the next Lego Flip.